and they all wanted to drive buses. When I came to Nevada State, my brother, he was driving a truck. Oh, I wish he would say, you want to go with me at this time? He never invited me. But I was embarrassed to ask him, like, I want to go and see the trailers. But when I drove the bus for the first time, in the first day, when I came outside, in the big bus, one of all buses, because they were all so happy. And the first day I picked up my passengers, for me, was great. Like, oh my God, this is good. Good morning. How are you?
What time we got?
Morning, we have 7 minutes.
All right, you didn't do a taxi time?
Oh, yeah. Right. When they start like, oh, I'm pregnant, and then they come with the baby. And the kids, when they start preschool and they keep going, then they start riding the bus by themselves. So many stories in this bus.
500 cows, 19. When the revolution, they can try to fight with the Pancho Villa people. And the first time, Curudad paid in gold, like 450 horses, three or four farms. He was rich because my grandma, parents, they were rich. Where, how she came rich, like from where?
And you know, your passengers is like your family.
Old house, but in the side you have the river. You look up ahead of you, green, like in the movies thing. I started taking that one when I was 6.
To be ground?
Yes, to be ground, and then take it back and get my backpack and run to school.
When I was working at school, and now they come and tell me they are get accepted, like, oh, they are going to call. She came to United States with no English. She came in high school and she said, you know, I'm in the AP classes, you know, the honor class. And she's in college. And she came when she was 12. And now she is in college and she's doing great. I think that one is one of the best stories of those buses.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Goodbye.
Hi, the weird thing, somebody brought to me, I always say it, it's a boiled egg. And it was so cute. And I have to eat it. The guy came and said, here, put salt and eat it. And I said, I cannot eat it right now. But no, he insists. And I have to eat my boiled egg. Then when she got on, somebody said, oh, do you have chorizo? And I said, chorizo. And then the conversation, oh, delicious. It's like pork meat with chili. It's different. It's not too much greasy. Yeah. It's a little spicy. It's delicious.
Thank you.
I'm afraid of dogs, okay? Was a lady with two babies. And at the service stop, and then I saw two pit bulls running close to them. I said, oh my God, what I do now? Do I open the door? But if I open the door, what about if they come on the bus? I said, but if I don't open the door and they bite the kids, you know, I cannot resist. Oh my God, what I do? And I have the bus full of students. I said, you know, I have to open the door and I hope nothing happened. I opened the door, the first thing happened, the dogs run inside of the bus.
Thank you, driver.
You're welcome, have a good day.
Goodbye.
I have to take them. We call nixtamal, is the corn, but then we cook, and then we have to take it every day, like they can mix. Yeah. It depends. Because I was one of the first ones, probably half an hour. But sometimes, you know, in the Christmas time, tamales time, you know, sometimes when I show up, it was a big line. But, you know, I was there every day, and when I was there, I helped them.
Even the cactus, you're welcome. Have a nice day. You too. Mumbai. Even the cactus in Mexico, oh, they taste delicious.